With the possible exception of the term funk, probably no label in the rock and roll lexicon has been as badly abused as folk rock. It was a term you heard throughout the late 60s, used by record executives who, if they'd been honest, would have admitted that what they really meant was that they were looking for somebody who'd sell them as many records as Bob Dylan did. Dylan was, of course, the father of folk rock. Very early in his career, he cut a record, Mixed Up Confusion, backed by a rock and roll band. Dylan had never really meant to become a folk singer. He'd played rock and roll back in Minnesota and only became a folkie in New York because it was hip and it looked like the road to success. From the very start, he bided his time until he could plug in again and always encouraged rock and roll bands to record his songs. But the Byrds were a rock band doing Dylan songs. In an era when there seemed to be a next big thing lurking around every corner, the Byrds were proclaimed the kings of folk rock, and since they were based in L.A., it was only moments until the imitations started flowing into the stores.
Go away from my window. Leave it at your own chosen speed.
Turtles were merely the first and best of a nearly relentless flood of Los Angelinos who figured all you had to do was get a twangy guitar, a prominent tambourine, and a Dylan song, and you had yourself a hit. Dylan's true heir, the true folk rocker of this time, was an all but forgotten singer and novelist who'd married Joan Baez's younger sister. Richard Farina, with his wife Mimi, recorded 2.5 albums that alternated between acoustic music and a light electric instrumentation played by the same people who'd backed Dylan on his first electric sessions. Farina was literate, witty, and capable of writing some fine tunes.
No use crying, talking to a stranger, naming the sorrow you've seen. Too many bad times, too many sad times, and nobody knows what you mean. Ah, but if somehow you could pack up your sorrows and give them all to me, you would lose them. I know how to use them. Give them all to me. And there's no use rambling.
Just as he was beginning to be noticed, with the publication of his magnificent hipster novel, Been Down So Long It Looks Like Up to Me, Farina took a wrong turn off a cliff near Carmel, California, on his motorcycle on the way back from a book signing party and was killed. To my ears, nobody else in this country ever equaled the Farinas in their mixing of folk and rock elements. But while the top 40 here was groaning under the likes of Bob Lind and his elusive butterfly of love, and while scores of new Dylans tried their hands, clumsily, at electricity, folk rock was in the process of being perfected in England. Fairport Convention, a bunch of traditionalists who were also Byrds fans, got together in 1967 to really mix things up.
Before the winter fire, I will still be dreaming. I
When the lineup stabilized around their second vocalist, Sandy Denny, they wrote gorgeous original numbers, but they weren't afraid of the legacy of centuries either. They rocked Matty Groves furiously, but it remained the traditional ballad of a 15th century murder with a tune and words any scholar could recognize. By the time Fairport Convention got going, Bob Dylan had already had his motorcycle accident, which put him out of the picture for a while, and folk rock here was pretty much over. The movement continues, though, all across Europe and, it could be argued, in places like West Africa and anywhere else electricity is put to the service of tradition.